Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's hour two of the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, December the 12th, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where it is minus double digits. After a smoke in hour one, which included Saskatchewan rush forward Jeff Shatler, the Silver Fox Kelly Rempel, and the former voice of the Stampeders and Pats Kevin Gallant, we got a smoke in hour two for you. John Ryan standing by in Los Angeles, and also our director of scouting, Craig Smith, to talk all things CFL. There's some big news coming down the pipe this morning in regards to a free agency, tampering and so forth, some changes to the rules. We'll get to that. And just before John Ryan, our Sask Snow Beef WHL Prospect Profile of the Week. Let's bring it up, Clark. Here it is. Adam Beckman of the Spokane Chiefs. He's a Saskatoon kid, 6'1", 174, wears number 34 for the Chiefs. He went to the Minnesota Wild, 75th overall in this summer's NHL draft. He is currently leading the Chiefs in scoring, played for Team WHL in the Canada-Russia series, and the scouting report from HockeyProspect.com on Adam says, Beckman has an excellent release and great sense for when to use it, beating goalies with consistency from the slot and from the circle. So proud of Adam Beckman of Saskatoon and what he's doing with the Spokane Chiefs, and proud of Sask Snowbeef for our weekly WHL prospect profile. Sask Snowbeef, Wagyu beef, special beef, superior marbling and flavor, available at Crave Kitchen and Bar in downtown Regina, or purchase it yourself at Local and Fresh. Well, CFL free agency is a couple months away. We're going to look back on the 2019 season with our next guest. John Ryan joins us from sunny Los Angeles this morning. Good morning, JR. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
How are things in the world of John Ryan in LA these days? What's keeping you busy?
A little bit of everything. A lot of working out, as always. And we're just back in Portland, working with the Portland Pickles. And we just introduced that we have a new team in Portland named the Gherkins. So busy with the baseball thing, too.
I was going to say, it's like you're speaking another language to me. What? I missed that part of your life, John. What's going on? You're into minor league baseball now, or what's the deal there?
I bought a team about 3 years ago in Portland, Oregon, Collegiate Woodbat Summer League team. It's been going really well for us. It's going to be a good little hobby when I do retire. And, we just added a second team now, so it's definitely keeping us busy.
It's a mogul. John, you're a mogul. But you're blowing my mind here, John. I didn't know this. What's it like to be an owner? I got to be honest. That's my dream. You're living the dream. I've long thought you were living the dream, but what's it like to be an owner of a pro sports team?
It's been great. It's been a lot more stressful and a lot more work than I ever thought it would be. I went into it a little bit naive, and I'm kind of glad I did. But I'm just kind of been a sponge for the last 3 years, learning about all the things there is to learn about. And, you know, it's one of those things we kind of got in as a hobby, and it's kind of worked out to be a little bit more time consuming than that, but also able to make a few bucks off it too.
Well, that's the thing, is if you want to do it right, it's going to consume your life, obviously. What's the one thing that you didn't expect about this job that you you didn't see coming when you got into it?
I don't know if there's one thing you can put your finger on. It's hundreds of little things that you just never thought about, from sponsors to concessions to host families for players to recruiting players to, you know, staff payroll. It goes on and on and on. I just wasn't quite fully prepared for that. But at the same time, I've learned a ton doing this, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, that's another interesting thing to follow. Looking back, John, on the 2019 season with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, I can't think it could have gone better, save for a Grey Cup, but an all-star nod, leading the league in punting average, playing at home. Your family was so excited to have... What I noticed at your golf tournament with all your nieces and nephews running around, it's like they can go down the street to watch Uncle John play rather than get on a plane to go watch Uncle John play. That must have been the best feeling out of everything.
It was phenomenal. You know, not only did they get to see me play, I got to go to watch their basketball games and their soccer games and things like that I never get a chance to do being home, you know, 1 or 2 weeks a year. So that was cool. But, you know, for them to come almost every game, be able to watch me play, that meant a ton to me. You know, usually they kind of get out to one game a year if they're lucky, playing in Seattle or Green Bay. So that was pretty special for me, as well as now they're kind of coming into that age where they understand what Uncle John is doing. And it's a lot of fun for them to kind of be a little bit more, you know, mixed up in it.
So playing at home, I mean, another thing, I never knew or thought that it would work out, you know, because pro sports are tough. And it did work out. What was that season like for you? Was it everything that you'd imagined?
Yeah, and then some, really. You know, coming into it, I heard people say, you know, you should probably go play for a contender. You know, if you're only going to play for a year or however many years you're going to play, you should play for a team that has a chance to win. And I think that everyone thought that, you know, people had us picked last place. And I wanted to be a part of the Rough Riders. And, you know, I think we played a lot better than a lot of people thought we would. And, you know, in my opinion, coming down the stretch, we were the best team in the league and just came up a little bit short on that Sunday afternoon.
What was special about that group? I had the team picked for fourth, and then come Labor Day, I amended it to second, and then it just kept going and going and going. What was special about this team?
It reminded me a little bit of those years back in, 2012, 13, 14, 15, when I was with the Seahawks, and it was just a bunch of guys with chips on their shoulders, you know, and with that, you know, you kind of have a us versus the world mentality. And that's kind of what we had in that locker room a little bit. And that caused the guys to bond and come closer together and guys just playing for each other and, you know, playing to kind of say, screw you to the other, the rest of the country. And I think that's why I kind of brought those guys together. And you kind of saw how that worked out on the field.
Can you talk about your relationship with the specialists too, by the way, Jorgan Hughes, Brett Lowther, and then you were holding on field goals, which you're used to. I don't think it matters the league, CFL or NFL. That is a very special relationship. What was it like in 2019 for you and those guys?
Yeah, it really is a special thing. You know, you spend a lot of time with those guys. And, you know, I've known Jorgan for over 10 years now. And, you know, I think we've kind of talked for years about potentially playing for each other. And, you know, I kind of worked my butt off in Seattle to get him a tryout there. And he was there for a couple months in Seattle with me. And, just to be able to play with him this year, you know, meant a lot to me as him and I being friends. And then, you know, I just met Brett for the first time coming to training camp, and him and I just kind of hit it off right away and became fast friends. And the kind of the three of us just have a pretty, pretty special bond, even though only working together for one season.
All very, very good people too. So I can just imagine what your times are like. Now, for those that are peering in from across the continent that don't know what Regina's like, I saw your mom in Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and I asked her the $64,000 question. I said, for the 100th time today, Barb, I'm going to be the 100th guy to ask, what's John doing? And what she said, I'll keep between us. But I got to ask you, I mean, you talk about this special rider team. You're not going to take anybody by surprise next year in 2020, I don't think, especially as Grey Cup hosts. Do you plan to be part of it? What do we know as we sit here today?
I know that I'm working out every day. I, you know, took my normal 2 days off after the season, got right back in the weight room. We'll start kicking again next week. Stay ready. And, you know, I'm going to see what happens here. J.O. and Dickie have made it clear they want me back next year. I'm going to take a couple months here and just think about it. Obviously talk about it with Sarah. It's one of those things that money isn't really a contributing factor to this decision. It's more you know, with my wife's work, she has to be in LA for the better part of the year, and so we, you know, living apart for half a year isn't always easy or ideal. So there's a lot of factors and just things that her and I will have to talk about, and you know, I'll just kind of see, you know, in a month or two here if the fire and the passion still burns for football. And you know, I always say that never ask a guy, especially guys played 16 years, you know, whether or not he wants to retire the week after a long season, because they're always going to say yes. And that's what I used to always tell Brett Favre. I said, you know, like, you know, I think he retired 4 years in a row, and he made the mistake of retiring right after the season, where I said everyone wants to retire after the season. Wait for 3 or 4 months when you're itching to get back in the field and in the locker room with the guys. So I'm going to take a little bit of time here and just make sure I make the right decision.
Well, the one thing your mom said was that this last time that you left, it seemed the hardest for you to leave. that it ever has. That's the one thing she said, you know, that, and I would assume it was the family thing and so forth. But I think it was your agent who told me that you fly Sarah in for every home game. How important is it to have your wife there? Clearly it helps you out on the field. I mean, statistically, you showed that you still got it. We all knew that you still had it, but how does it feel? And then she was going on the road too. How important is it to have Sarah in the crowd for you?
Yeah, she's just, super supportive. I'm supportive of what she does. And, you know, we have a little bit of a unique relationship and a unique life, and that we're both traveling all over and, you know, living in different spots, but that kind of how it's always been. And, you know, she, I think she flew into, you know, 8 of the 9 home games and 3 or 4 of the road games. So, you know, she's my biggest fan, and, you know, she's there whenever she can. And with that being said, you know, it's not easy flying from LA to Regina, you know, it's, not an easy 2 or 3 flights to get there. So, big commitment for her, but, she loves watching me play, and I love her having the stands there in the front row right behind the kicking net every game.
I mean, I love the photos of you up in the crowd with her. I mean, it's a really special thing. And by the way, Sarah was here in the bunker. I'm sure you watched that interview when she was here. And I said about her, you sitting in the back of the clubs when she's doing her stand-up, and she said, you know, John, you don't have to come to every show, but of course, knowing you're going to be there, right? That's the support that you guys have for each other. It's pretty cool, actually, and somewhat inspirational.
Yeah. You know, I love it. You know, when we go on the road here, it's not always a beautiful theaters in New York. Some week it's, you know, it's 5 shows in Omaha or cities like that. A little bit different than what some people might think. So, but I love going along with her. I love being in the back of the club. And I think we're both very supportive of each other. And, you know, obviously we love each other, but what you can't always say about some couples, we really like each other too. And, you know, we're best friends. So we're just always there for each other.
Good stuff. We got one question for you from our director of scouting, Craig Smith. Go ahead, Smith.
Hey, John. It's not a question. There's 2 comments. You still should be kicking in the NFL. You still got the leg to do that down there. Obviously, there's things that aren't happening because of that. But thank God that you're here, playing for your hometown team. The other thing is every Wednesday I meet with McChrystal and Bernie Schmidt and Eddie Bankowski, and they've never said a bad word about you.
Oh, thank you. Well, those are 3 absolute beauties in the Regina community. You know, obviously, love all 3 of those guys, and I think that those 3 guys are, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I was able to play in the NFL, why I was ever able to play a single game of professional football. You know, I don't think I'd be here without Frank McChrystal. So, love Frank, Bernie, and Ed, and, you know, forever indebted to those guys for sure.
And they love you.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, John. Listen, we'll let you get back to your workouts and so forth. I appreciate the time. Merry Christmas to you and the Ryans and the Kalanas, and hope for good news in the new year, but you know, you'll be a success no matter what you do. Thanks for the time today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rod.
All right, John Ryan joining us from L.A. And by the way, what does the Rams mean to us? I'm actually glad that you, Smitty, brought that up, because I've been waiting for this, as has the Rams alumni. April 18th. Is the Legend Series induction of Bob Poley and Roger Aldag. I'll be emceeing it. The Rams alumni came to us to help them promote the event, and I'm very thankful that they did. The guest speaker that night, and I want to say roaster, if you will be number 70, Steve Mazurek.
Okay.
Okay, so Maz will get the first word, the middle word, and the last word that night at St. Mary's Parish. I believe that's where we're going to be inducting Roger Aldag and Bob Poley for the Rams greats. So contact myself, PM me, DM me, Gary Chop Bresch on Facebook. You can reach him. Any Rams alumni has tickets for the event. So
awesome.
You had something before we go?
No, that's going to be really great. Looking forward to that, too. So now the Rams can be happy that Nick Lewis his vandalism of the desk has been restored.
Did he literally bring a Stampeders helmet
and an Alouettes helmet and all this stuff? And all we could do was watch it from Houston, and we couldn't do anything about it.
I took a lot of heat from the Rams, by the way. So the first thing I did when I walked in here this week was put the Rams bucket back up here. The Dinos will be up here in the new year when the poinsett is gone, right?
Yeah.
But the red and green work real well for this time
great.
Of year.
It is.
Okay, we'll pause and we'll get into more CFL stuff. And John Ryan, give us some things to gnaw on. Wouldn't you say, boys? That was great.
That was great.
It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, and Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital GMC. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on brand new vehicles this holiday season. Get savings up to $15,000 or finance rates as low as 0% up to 84 months on select new inventory. Plus, every single one of our new 2019 models has had its price heavily discounted. Celebrate the most wonderful time of year with Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning. Clark, can you put the comment up, if you can find it, from Jeremy? I believe he was on the team's midget AA bus. They're listening to the program. I just want to give them the shout out, what the team name is. And thank you for listening. And thank it, everybody, for watching. Time for a sports update on this Thursday morning. Kawhi Leonard got his ring and then got the win. The former Raptors superstar returned to Toronto with his LA Clippers last night and scored 23 points to lead them in a 112-92 victory. The Detroit Pistons, meanwhile, will act as the home team tonight when they play the Dallas Mavericks in Mexico City. The game is one of two NBA matchups that will be played at Mexico City Arena this year as part of the NBA's Global Series. The Montreal Canadiens earned their third straight victory by beating Ottawa 3-2. In overtime last night. Ben Sherrod had the winner, and Caden Primo made 35 saves for his first NHL win in just his second start. Maybe he's the next one. Caden Primo.
Perhaps.
Also Wednesday, Washington edged the Bruins 3-2, and Colorado beat the Flyers 3-1. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue their West Coast road trip with a stop in Calgary tonight. Toronto's won two in a row to start the four-game trip, including a big win against the defending Stanley Cup champion Blues on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Flames have won six straight and 7-8 overall. The Oilers are looking to snap a two-game slide as they take on the Wild in Minnesota. The Wild have also lost two straight after winning five in a row. Around the ice, the Jets play the Red Wings in Detroit, and Vancouver hosts the Carolina Hurricanes. I see the Oilers fans panicking because they've lost two in a row. I see it all over Twitter. They think the bad times are back.
Well, scored from center ice.
They're not. Just calm down. I get it, but we're not going back.
Can't go back.
The worst is over. The Baltimore Ravens seek their 10th straight victory when they play the New York Jets in tonight's Thursday night football matchup. Baltimore has been led by second-year quarterback Lamar Jackson and a swarming defense. The Ravens own the best record in the AFC. Baltimore can clinch a number one seed in the playoffs by winning two of its last three games. All of North America is going to get a look at Lamar Jackson tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of not just the regional crowds, everybody. Primetime television. You got to watch this guy, the MVP of the NFL. And that is your Thursday morning sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. which we will do Saturday, 4 p.m. reservation just before the Rush's home opener. Okay, breaking news from Dave Naylor, TSN insider. Deal may not be done, but there is widespread belief around the CFL that Scott Milanovich is the next head coach of the Edmonton Eskimos. So we'll delve right into the CFL news with our director of scouting, Craig Smith. Just want to mention, thanks, Clark, for putting this up. Jeremy Palahniuk, writing us on the Facebook wall, says, Roddy, listening on the bus with the midget AA Prairie Storm on our way to Calgary for a big tournament. Keep up the good work. So thanks for listening, guys, and good work. Good luck in the tourney. Really appreciate you being aboard today, and safe travels. And then Dale Wagner writes in and says, I kind of got the feeling that John Ryan won't be back with the Riders. Thoughts, gents? Well, Darren, you and Craig chime in here. And I apologize for hogging the interview with John. I'm such a fan, which I am.
You got to do you.
Yeah. He is a pro. He is a pro's pro.
Big time.
And he's just keeping his options open.
Yeah.
And honestly, for the Riders to say, kind of lay their cards on the table and say, John, we want you back. Is it at the same price tag? Don't know. It'd be the highest paid punter coming back in 2020 in the CFL if it was for the same dollar figure. He said, I don't get why anybody would think that he was hinting that he wouldn't be back.
Yeah.
I didn't get that out of that interview.
I didn't either. I didn't get that sense. Get the sense that he wants to come back, that he liked it, that he had a good year. But you got to keep your options open, and that price tag does come into play for sure.
If the NFL is a closed door, this is the place for John Ryan. And it's critical in the Canadian Football League to have field position. And he's an automatic changer of field position. He can launch those. He can make those, the kicks, directional punting. He can do it all. And it's a critical. The other thing is he you know what place kickers are like. When they get that holder and they're real comfortable with that guy, I remember being around Medlock and he was, he loved having Dressler do it. And he does that and he does it well. So there's two big parts of special teams. And, if it's money, hopefully Jeremy will give some money to keep him. It's an important part of the Canadian Football League.
Well, let's remember a couple of things here. You said an interesting thing in the interview that he should be in the NFL and there are reasons that he's not. Do you care to divulge
money.
What they might be?
Money. I'm sure that, he was, getting up and that's what happens every year. You're in a new pay grade and new pay scale and then that's probably, they drafted a kid who's really good. That kid from Texas, I think it was, Dixon, I think his name was. And he's a good one for less money. So I would think that he's up there and he just can't get a job because of that. He can kick. There's no two ways about it. The kid still has, look at Cameron, look at Pasaglia. Those guys kick forever and they were at a high. Louis started to lose it a little bit near the end, but Johnny can kick for a lot longer. So it's a matter, that's what I think about the NFL.
He could probably kick for another 10 years. You're talking about Bob Cameron, Lou Pasaglia.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
He is probably better than all those guys. And now, let's be honest with you, with recovery compared to what it was in those guys' era, he could probably punt to 57, let alone 47.
Yeah,
he's 38.
He's been taking care of his body for sure. Everybody has a lot better than in the past, too, whether it's, the exercise, the workouts, but the nutrition, all of it, recovery.
I would give him 7 more years.
Yeah.
I would say to go till 45, but, the big thing is flexibility. You saw Cameron when he punted at the end of his leg still went up there and his knee would hit his head, for God's sakes. Johnny's the same way. He's a hell of an athlete. He's a flexible kid. And he can still launch it. I mean, it's incredible what he can do at 38 years old when he launches those punts. And it used to drive me up a wall. He outkicked his coverage. Hey, listen, you get that hang time, and he had some hang time. I put the clock on it, and it was 4.5 is getting up there. That's allowing guys to get down there. So,
yeah, you got to get down there.
You got to get down
there. Well, let's be honest. There was an adjustment. There's no two ways from the way Josh Bartel punted to the way John Ryan punts.
Big time.
Took a long time to get that adjusted. And Taylor writes in all caps, so should I shout it? He says, am I the only one who wasn't in love with all the punt singles? I feel like that's not a category we need to lead in. Hashtag what corner? Well, look, the Riders clearly didn't have a problem with it because they've already offered him to come back. That's part of the adjustment that I'm talking about. And I don't want to go down that road. That is so July.
I'll
say it again. Do you think John Ryan can't put the ball anywhere on the field that he wants it to be?
He does a great job with that end over end thing. I mean, he learned it a long time ago. And when you're on a posted size football field, he had to do that. You know, now he's in a bigger field. But I can understand what he's saying, punt for singles. But guess what? Punt for single, you get a point. That ain't coming back. You know, that ain't coming back for 50 yards. You know, so, I mean, it's not the worst in the world. You know, so, but I understand what he's saying, you know.
I get it, too.
Yeah.
But the way Craig Dickinson coaches special teams was a 180 from who was handling special teams before Craig Dickinson got here. And unless you're in those meeting rooms, none of us know specifically what John was being asked to do. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth.
That's true.
Moving on to the other news, that the Eskimos are going to hire Scott Milanovich as their next head coach, if true. And it's the second time we've heard it. And by the way, if Naylor is reporting it, you can take it to the bank. By the way, all you need to do in this CFL offseason is go to the Twitter feed of Farhan Lalji and Dave Naylor to get all the latest. And so if Scott Milanovich goes there, that's a two-pronged thing. Both positives for Scott, because he's a tremendous head coach. And Clark's telling me Justin Dunk has reported Milanovich there, too. That was like a few days ago or last week, right? Dunk's report. He's probably, guys, seeing the writing on the wall in Jacksonville. Another crappy season with the Jags. Probably a house cleaning coming. Doug Marone's the head coach there, right?
Yes.
I just think Milanovich is like, it hasn't worked. I'm going to go back to the CFL.
I think it's a great hire.
He's a great coach.
Yeah, he is a great coach. And, you know, the thought was, okay, well, who the heck are they going to hire? Like, what is it's going to be a guy that's probably has been a coordinator. Now they've got a guy that's been there, done that. He's won. I think it's a great hire for Edmonton.
I think it's a really good hire. I do. And I think you improve a little bit on what you had because you get another good offensive mind.
Yeah. Right?
He's an offensive guy. So you get another offensive mind, I think, with a bit more well-rounded demeanor. As a head coach, right? To put it mildly.
I think that's undoubtedly.
And so you can take what Jason Moss did and all those positives offensively, and now you can clean up a little bit of the overall management of that roster and the team as a head coach, and I think they'll be able to take a step forward under Scott Milanovich.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. Well, you know, Trevor Harris and Scott Milanovich, that might be a little dangerous duo right there. And I wasn't here when Moss was hired. I think that's a fantastic hire for Saskatchewan. I've been in meetings with Moss. I know what he's like. I know how good of a football guy he is. I know how smart he is. And it's a great hire for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
You know, we spent a lot of time in hour one talking about Chris Jones and how the public has an opinion of him based on what they see versus what he's really like. Do you think Jason Moss gets a bad rap because of the sideline outbursts and tantrums?
Well, it's reality, though, right? I mean, it's, you know, I've said on the show one time, Jason, don't stop doing that. You know, I mean, but that's him. You know, he's a fiery guy. He was a fiery player. He would throw an interception. He would be pissed off. And he, you know, but that's him. And I've seen it. I've been around enough. I've been, you know, 25 years at high level football, and I've seen where temper can really mess you up with regards to making decisions on the field. I've seen it. I've seen coaches lose because they're thinking about something else because of, you know, what's it, they screwed us. And then all of a sudden, you know, the game's gone. So I understand that you got to be that even, you know, Kahari Jones. You had him on yesterday. I mean, talk about an even keel guy. He'll get fired up, but he'll still be in control to make those decisions.
It's funny you say temper. I'll say stress.
Yeah.
As a guy who's done significant studying on what stress does to somebody, it actually makes your brain perform differently than it should to a non-stress. Everybody handles it differently, but that's the stress of being a head coach. I don't think as offensive coordinator, he's going to be dealing with that amount of stress.
A million people don't understand the head coach and the strain that they have because they're sitting on their couch and, you know, I've been there, I've done that and all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
They
got 20 seconds to make these decisions.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Breaking news from a few people writing in today on the Facebook wall. Sheldon and Estevan, Bill and Assiniboia telling us the Estevan Bruins have received the Centennial Cup for 2022. Let's ring it again.
Whoa.
That's huge news.
That's fantastic.
It is the National Junior A. It's the Junior A version of the Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
So
can we get down there to do the show?
By 2022? Oh, yeah.
We would hope so, right?
I would hope so.
It used
so.
To be called the Centennial Cup, and then they changed it.
To the Royal Bank Cup.
And now it's back to Centennial.
It was something else there for a while,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
RBC Cup.
So it's back to the Centennial Cup. Mm-hmm. Hey, kudos, Estevan. Kudos to our friends at Willie's Tap House, because they'll be bumping all week.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can do the show from there.
Can you get me tickets?
Of course. Yeah. Well, you got to come with me.
I'll go
get you. Hey, Smitty's watching my Instagram story all the time, and he's like, man, I got to get to a Hounds game. Man, I got to get to a Pats game. You got to come down.
As soon as I get those shots, I'm ready to roll.
Okay. Right. You're good. The Jughead is watching from Saskatoon. He says, it's awesome to see Craig Smith wear a different team hat each week on the show. Nice to see the Longhorns when we were just down in Texas.
That's the Jug?
That Patrick? Is the Jug.
Talk about personality, man.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a bunch of clips. Holy cow. Isn't that guy something?
Personality overload. Actually, the boys brought you back, specifically Darren, a gift. Do you want to grab that, Smitty, and show
Absolutely.
The crowd, if you don't mind? This is for all, this is your early Christmas gift.
Yeah.
From the Rod Peterson Show. There you are, Smitty.
Fantastic.
Because you don't have enough mugs at your house.
Yeah, look at that. Isn't that unreal?
That's,
hook 'em, baby, hook 'em.
There you go.
You picked that up in the airport?
Yeah, walking through. And
thank
I did most
you
of my,
so much, man.
I did most of my shopping in the airport. Hey, it's not even close to saying thank you for all that you
kidding?
Do for us. But I saw it like lit up. To the display, there was a Longhorns display. It lit up. It was calling me, and I'm like, I got to bring something back for Craig.
So. That's fantastic. That's really good.
Dan Heimbecker checking in today from Yorkton. He said he's missing Houston already. Minus 19 out there before wind chill. Dan is the guy that works outside. There was a few of those guys on our trip, and they enjoyed it. And I want to get to the Alouettes GM job, because it looks like they found their next GM. But before that, Smitty, you enjoyed those football shows with the guys down there?
It was fantastic. Like I had posted, I could listen to these guys all day. I kind of wished I would have wandered down when I was with the Riders and George was there. I wished I would have wandered down and sat with him and just talk stuff, because it was just so fascinating. Donald Narcisse, you can't get a better guest than the other two guys. And they mentioned about the stupid football player. Anytime my wife is around somebody, even at work or wherever, and they say stupid football player, she jumps on them. She says, quit showing your ignorance, man, because you have no idea how smart these guys are. And that's, you see these guys, these kids, Caron Williams and Garrick? Unbelievable. The intelligence that these guys, it just oozes out of them. Same with, I said that about Cortez. He's one of the smartest guys that I've come across. And Donald, I mean, it's just great. Fantastic. It was so riveting. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know what they should do? Every month they should go somewhere and they should have a show and, you know, wherever. Like you say, go down to Chicago and whoever's in that area, you know, Clark will dig them out and have guys. And, you know, it was such a fascinating thing on the weekend. I kept on saying, you know, I had the eye surgery last week, so there's no way I was going to do it. But, hey, I sure would have loved to have been.
Well, and you would have fit right in.
Oh, I know.
But the thing was, I had never met Garrick Jones nor Caron Williams before that day.
Well, it looked like you knew him, like you were buddies.
Well, I think it's the brethren of football,
absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely.
But when they got talking, I felt bad because I'm like, whoa. These are no dumb football guys.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I asked the question.
Yeah,
and they laughed.
Yeah.
They weren't even insulted by
no, they
it,
weren't
right?
at all.
And the only thing is, Garrick Jones said, who I've found out from his former teammates is referred to as the commish, because he's a big business, big thinking kind of guy.
Yeah.
He said, wherever you go, I will line you up NFL players and CFL
Isn't
players to
great?
Come on your show, wherever you are.
You know, you handed him that football. And he had the football in his hands. That football looked
like a little, a little Direct West yellow football.
It did.
Hey, we're going to break while we come back. Clark tells me that as per Farhan, the Milanovic hiring is official. So the Eskimo fans that were getting impatient, they saw Paul Appelis going to Ottawa. They saw Rick Campbell going to BC. They were starting to worry.
Yeah.
It looks like Brock Sunderland knocked it out of the park here with that. And the Alouettes say that they have the report is they've got their next GM. We'll talk about that with Smitty. And I wanted to mention, too, from Perkin Taps, the coffee house that provides treats every day to this program. It's so good, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
fantastic.
The chocolate chip cookie, which I try to ignore because my doctor said that I have to lose 30 pounds. I've just said in December, forget about it. We'll talk about that in January.
Forget about it.
Their chocolate chip cookies are like cakes. You understand that, right? They're like an inch and a half thick. Yeah. They're not cookies.
They would
They're
soak
cakes.
Up so much milk.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for Christmas baking, stop into Perkin Taps. And here's the joke that they wrote on the box today. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Why did Santa send his daughter to college? Anybody? Anybody? Why did Santa send his daughter to college? He wanted to keep her off the North Pole. You hear him laughing over here? Oh. Dun-dun-dun. Got to get an education. Otherwise, you'll be dancing. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our best clips in our YouTube channel.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1%, maybe 2%. That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. Checking the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Boy, we didn't even get into this in hour two. Do you believe Belichick that he had no knowledge of Patriots staff taping Cleveland's sideline? Because that's what he's telling the media this week. There's an NFL investigation into it. On Twitter, 68% of you say, no, we don't believe Belichick. On Facebook, 62% of you say, no. Where would you vote on that, Smitty?
I always give guys the benefit of the doubt. Hold on, listen to me. But you know, they've cheated.
Right.
And you know, so, and it really bothers me. That bothers me that the teams are trying to do that. And I can't stand the saying, if you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
I hate that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, listen, they've had loads of success. And I guess if they have to cheat to get that success, you know, to me, it's ridiculous. Like, I hate that.
Your boy BT never did.
No.
Never cheated to win.
He's a good guy. I mean,
yeah.
He's a he's one of the guys that you go to war with because you respect him and integrity, all that kind of stuff.
I want to mention a couple texts here from the Prairie Mobile text line from Metal Shingle Guy. From the 536 writes in a couple things. He says, when John punts for a single to win the Grey Cup at home, you'll love him then, buddy. So there's that. And then he goes on to give us a news update. He says, Ryan's brother-in-law has resigned. And he's talking about Andrew Scheer stepping down this morning as the leader of the Federal Conservative Party. I knew that. I got the notification. I wasn't going to ask John about that. As a matter of fact, when his wife was in the bunker here, remember what she said about politics? They don't talk it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Otherwise, a war will break out at the supper table. So, nah. Yeah, Andrew Scheer stepping down, but not asking John Ryan about it. By the way, John Ryan was with us earlier on here in hour two. If you missed it, he says the riders have made it clear to him they want him back in 2020. He's back to working out. We'll make a decision in the new year. Regarding, as I said, the Alouettes nearing an announcement for a new GM, it was Farhan, I think, one of the TSN guys, reported that Winnipeg Blue Bombers Director of College Scouting Ryan Rigmaiden has been offered the job by the Alouettes, who I'd never even heard of until this. That whole personnel world is its own world. Do you know him? You must, Smitty.
I've had dinner with him. When we were in Tampa for the East West Shrine, Neil McAvoy, Jeremy, myself, and because he was with BC at that time, so I know him. He's a good kid. I have no idea what he's like as far as personnel, but from what I've heard, it sounds like he does a pretty decent job with regards to getting guys. He's the guy that replaced me when I got cancer in Winnipeg, and and I think they were pretty happy with him there. What a crazy situation in Montreal. I mean, you hire your head coach, but you don't have a GM, you don't have an owner. Okay, so what happens is, you hire a GM, and all of a sudden a new owner comes in, and he says, I have my own guys. It's just a crazy situation. And, so many guys took their name out or even did an interview. I thought one of the best candidates would have been Jean-Marc Edmy from the Ottawa Red Blacks, the director of player personnel there, fluent in French, worked for the Alouettes, coached with the Alouettes, was in the player personnel with the Alouettes. I thought he would be perfect. He declined the interview. McAvoy out in BC, who, Neil, if you're watching, dropped that donut.
He pulled his name.
He pulled right. his name. And
Sean Burke and Hamilton
Sean
did
Burke,
too.
Yep. And, and Danny McManus, who I thought might have been one of the best candidates going. But, they're obviously the way things are there. Herb Zerkowski wrote an article with regards to Rigmaiden. He's the only guy left. He's probably has the less experience with regards to the Canadian game. So maybe that's why they're going to get him, so they can mold him the way they want him instead of the other guys. The other guys probably took a look and went, I don't want this. If you're a GM, you want control. You want to have your say in this, this, and this. You want to be able to hire your own people. Now, Kahari, I think, is a pretty darn good hire. And I think most people would have went in there and went, okay, Kahari would have been this is good. This is a good guy to work with, but it's a weird situation. So if it is true, congratulations, Ryan, and get after it.
Something odd is going on there.
Yep.
And it sounds I didn't know what it was. You've just explained it very well as to what it is, because I'd heard names linked to the job. Tillman, Tammann, obviously Danny Mack.
Mm-hmm.
There was another. And then Naylor was on here last week saying, no, they want to go with a young name,
mm-hmm.
which is also fine. At some point, you need to recycle the new blood. But if that's the reason they're doing it, that scares the hell out of me.
Very much so.
Yeah.
The one good constant is two things. They've got Kahari and they've got VA. And how many times have I said on this show, when you got a quarterback, you got a fighting chance. That's mm-hmm. a start. And then you got to protect them, and then you got defense and all that kind of stuff. But if you don't have a quarterback, good luck. So they've got that in place.
But when you're hiring a general manager and the coach is already in place, what's that leash like? What are you being told in those meetings in terms of, okay, we're going to bring you on, but this is your guy, right? We love him here. He's great in the community,
yeah.
and he wins. and we need you to take him.
Who's got the power?
But for how long? Who's got the power? And I really wondered, you know, what would happen first, the general manager of the ownership group.
Chicken or the egg.
Everything is happening almost straight backwards, right?
Absolutely. They don't even have an owner yet. And then now Wettenhall's name has come back. And did you see Zerkowski? And then talking with Wettenhall coming back. And oh, my goodness.
And what happens there, too, when an ownership group comes in? You know, because if you own it, you want to be able to control it and actually make decisions.
Well, Boivin is the one that's doing stuff now. So a new guy comes in, you're gone, you know. So yeah. And then now there's trouble.
The story from the Gazette, and I'm glad you brought that up, Craig, is from Herb Zerkowski, who, by the way, can you give me any instance where Herb's been wrong anywhere along the line?
He's incredible.
Right. He is reporting that it's, I believe, the Claridge Group, which is a corporation, is the leading candidates now to buy the Alouettes, and that the Wettenhalls will have a nominal percentage of that ownership group. So they'll be back involved, but not enough to make any decisions. Yeah. But Patrick Boivin he's the president of the Owls, right? Mm-hmm. And it's his father, Pierre Boivin, his company, Claridge. Mm, okay. So it all seems a little nepotistic. Is that a word? But whatever.
We'll go with it.
Just get it done. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, and somebody will let you get out of here. We'll get back here for overtime. But Joey Abrams. You know Joey.
I know Joey well. Yeah. Yep.
Now selling real estate, if I'm not mistaken, in Ottawa or Montreal.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but it is.
He's out of the league. Yep. Joey Abrams was regarded as the meteoric, rocketish personnel guy in the CFL, right? He was going to be the next thing. Mm-hmm. But he's not working in the league now because of the salary cap, football operations cap, and limitation. That's the indication I got, Craig. Tell me if I'm wrong. He just went after the CFL on Twitter on the weekend. I'm kind of saving it for my next 10 things column for Tweet of the Week. And just saying how the CFL has bungled this ownership mess. And no wonder the quality candidates have pulled their names because of the way this has been bungled. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's anything to that?
Sure. Sure. There's something. Obviously, something's not right with all those good candidates. Danny McManus has been an assistant GM for so many years. He's been in the league. He's been a broadcaster. He's been a coach. He's been a player. He's been an all-star, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you can't get a better guy. And he takes his name out because, you know, it's obviously messed up. The real good part is they have a product on the field last year that did a darn good job. So they've got something there. Now, you know, that can really change awful quick. You know, you think about when Federer came into Calgary, and boy, that was horrible. Wally got out of there, and, you know, that was not a good time until Huff came in and rescued everything. But it can happen. Doesn't matter what. Things can happen and make changes can be made, decisions can be made that can really mess things up. They've got it good now. Just let her get going. Let her roll.
People put their names on the job, though, and I think that's a big part of it. You're putting your name on it. You know, whether you're the head coach or the general manager, that's your audition or that's your, you know, your name is on the line. And who are you putting that trust in, right? Who are you putting your trust in to be there to support you, right? And if you don't have a good ownership group, if you're not in a good situation, and then all of a sudden Danny McManus becomes the general manager and it's a complete disaster because of, you know, surrounding circumstances, you might never get another chance again.
The article also said that their player personnel people are still intact. So Miles, which I love Miles. Miles, you know.
Miles Garrell.
Yeah, and Eric DeLaurier, too, an ex-player. So they have those guys in place. Now, if you're a GM and you're coming in,
everything's set up.
Everything's set up. And it's I'm not saying those guys are bad. I know those guys.
They're great, actually.
But you better be on board, right?
But you better be on board and
Go changing things, which is what guys want to do.
Absolutely.
Right. And by the way, J.R. Rowley's watching in Cranbrook, and he says, don't forget Wally's consulting regarding the hire. To that, I would say, so what? Don't be fooled by Wally's name. And I love Wally. And by the way, his family's treating me like part of the family. I love the Buonos. But this is what teams do. And I don't know why. I can't even tell you how many programs, hockey and football, have come to me and said, what do you think of this guy? I'll get one specific team came to me and said, here's our short list of four guys. Can you rank them in order of who you'd hire? So I did. And they went and hired a fifth guy. I'm like, why do you ask?
The guys they
it
had one too.
All the time.
Yeah.
So Wally, this is just so teams can say, oh, we got advice from Wally Buono. Yeah, but you didn't listen to him. right?
Yeah.
That happens all the time, and I've never figured out why.
I would think that they might have listened a little bit here because Rig Maiden was with Wally, and he probably brought his name up. And
maybe that's why he's gone this far.
Yeah, yeah.
And offered them a job.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pause. Thank you, Smitty.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. So happy. I'm going to go have some tea in that thing.
Great.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, same to you.
We'll probably get you in before Christmas.
Well, that'd be great.
Overtime segment coming up next is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on pre-owned vehicles this holiday season. 2018 F-150 XLT 4x4s are starting at just $29,999 plus tax. Plus, our entire inventory of used trucks is on sale. Ford, Chevy, Ram, and more. It's the most wonderful time of year at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, for the overtime segment, the OT refresher for Emerald Water. And I do want to mention Sports on Tap for the Tap Brew Pub and Eatery, Regina's only drive-through beer and wine store. Western League last night. Boy, Medicine Hat is just thrashing the East Division as they've come through here.
Yeah, they're a good hockey.
They won in PA last night 8-4. That was the night after they won in Saskatoon 11-3. Kamloops won here in Regina 4-2. But it was a very fun night in the BC. Winnipeg down Kelowna 3-1. Oil Kings over Swift Current 3-1, and Lethbridge doubled Red Deer 4-2. No games in the dub tonight. SJ last night. Yorkton keeps rolling. They beat Estevan 3-1. Tonight, a pair on the SJ. Flin Flon is at Humboldt, and Notre Dame welcomes Kindersley. Thursday night football, the New York Jets at the Baltimore Ravens tonight, 7:20 kickoff on national television. The world now will get a chance to look at Lamar Jackson, the star quarterback of the Ravens. And I did mention Saturday's Rush game as far as Sports on Tap. New England Black Wolves at the Saskatchewan Rush, Saturday night, 7:30. Free from the NLL. It's the game of the week.
Yeah.
On Bleacher Report. You can watch on Facebook Live, just like you're doing now. Or you can watch on Twitter as well. Free. Rush. But we're going to be in attendance at the phone booth.
We'll be in the building.
Am I the only one that calls the SaskTel Center the phone booth?
Yeah, the cable box, I've heard, the phone booth.
I like the phone booth better.
The phone booth I like. I think they're okay with that.
They're great with it because they retweeted the video that I sent up that you shot yesterday.
That was a great video. Yeah.
SaskTel Center retweeted the video where I called it the phone booth. They seem to be fine with it.
Okay, good.
Breaking news today on the air. A couple of things. Down in Estevan, the Bruins announcing today they'll be hosting the 2022 Centennial Cup. Man, I wish it was 2022. You realize it's 2019 right now.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be
too far away.
I know. We'll build some steam, though. But yeah, it's hard. You get really excited for the announcements, and then you kind of forget about it for a little bit, and it's, oh yeah, that's happening again. But yeah, it'll be exciting. It's good for the city of Estevan and good for the SJHL.
It is awesome for the SJHL. People are asking me, how did you get so involved with the SJHL? How did you become an ambassador for the SJHL? Listen, I got into this business to broadcast and be a broadcaster. I don't really care who the teams are. I don't care what the league is.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be doing a game in Humboldt here, game of the month coming up in the new year for the SJHL. I just love being on the air.
Yeah.
And the SJHL's great guys. That's how it came about. It's easy. Easy fit.
They asked.
That's the key.
Go figure.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Breaking news. So Estevan gets the Centennial Cup. The Edmonton Eskimos. Now my phone's going off like a slot machine. Bing, 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 bing. All the notifications coming in from all my apps that the Eskimos are hiring Scott Milanovich as their next head coach. It is great. Nelson had written in earlier about, you know, does everybody feel good? Hi. See you, Smitty. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
About does it make everybody feel good that the CFL gets an NFL coach? Man, I love this, as do you. The coaching discussion,
yeah.
Right? When Mike Kershaw was on from Rice University last week. I don't know how big the disparity is between NFL and CFL talent, but I think there's a smaller disparity between NFL and CFL coaching. The coaches in the CFL are outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I know is if you're a crappy coach, you're just not going to last long.
Simple.
You're just not.
No.
You're going to be out of the business.
Yeah.
Milanovich is outstanding. I'd like to see more coaches go back and forth between the CFL and the NFL. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
I think it happened more 30 years ago than it does now, for whatever reason. I'm not sure. I guess the point I'm getting to here, long-windedly, is does it give the CFL another credibility boost that Milanovich is coming from the Jaguars to Edmonton? Because I don't feel the CFL needs a legitimacy boost. If people want to look down on it, that's their problem. It's a man's league. And what I mean by that is it's not a boys' league. It's a man's pro football league.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be legitimized by anybody.
No, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. And it's always a nice little touch that people aren't just rushing to get out of here, which sometimes it's in the back of your mind, you know, with just a quick stop to get to the NFL. And they'll go to the NFL in any capacity. Quarterbacks, coach, water boy, doesn't matter. And for Scott Milanovich to go from being a quarterbacks coach in Jacksonville to wanting to come back and be a head coach in Edmonton and seeing that as a step up and an elevation in your job and your career, that's a good thing. Because then you try and do the Jones or you try and do the Tressman and go from there to maybe being a head coach if you can do well again in the NFL. So I like it. I like it. It's good. I think it's really good for Edmonton, as I mentioned earlier. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do with Trevor Harris.
Well, way back, funny how everything comes full circle, but when John Ryan was 3, 4, 5 years into his NFL career, and I started emceeing his charity events here,
yeah.
I said to him in an interview, what's the biggest difference between the CFL and the NFL? What do you think his answer was?
Crowd?
Money.
Money, yeah.
And really, that's it. Bigger crowds, obviously,
yeah.
But bigger money. Other than that, not a real big change between the two leagues. And just to circle back on that, again, John Ryan, early part of this hour, saying that he hasn't made a decision on if he'll return to the Rough Riders in 2020, but the team has made it clear to him that they want him to re-sign. I would encourage anybody who hasn't seen that interview to go back and watch that interview and take out of it what you will. I'd be interested to know what people think about the interview, because I, in no regard, did I think that he didn't say he's going to come back. But some of our viewers were writing in saying, boy, that doesn't sound very positive.
Yeah.
But I think it's, to a lot of the Rider fans, if you're not dying to play for the Riders, oh, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
He's just keeping all his options open.
Yeah.
And he'd probably still sign in the NFL if there's an opportunity, right?
Of course
Who
he
wouldn't?
Would. Of course he would. Of course.
That's what I got out of the
If interview. The phone rings, he'll go to the NFL for sure. But, you know, if he's not signed, he's got a big price tag. And it just might not be something that the Riders can afford. So he's not just locking himself and painting himself into a corner. That's all.
Well, I don't think that he's going for
the
coming back for a raise.
No.
But if he was at 100 grand again in 2020, here's the thing. How many John Ryan number 9 Rider jerseys have you seen?
That's my
a
point.
Ton. But they don't look at it that way. The team doesn't look at it
I
that
know.
Way.
But if the Riders want John Ryan back, I would imagine he'd come back. I think that's all there is to it. If they want him back, I think he's going to be back.
I think you'll be back too. For some reason, this time of day, my Twitter seems to freeze in this building. And Clark has said to bring up the legal tampering change in the CFL. I'm trying to bring up Joey Alfieri's Twitter, Clark, and I can't get it. Joey Alfieri, everybody else can go do it. Here, I've just killed the Wi-Fi here. Let's see if that helps. Joey Alferi from TSN Montreal. Here it is. Found it. Okay. This is important enough for you all to know. There's big, I'm reading from his Twitter feed. There's big changes coming to the CFL free agency in February 2020. According to multiple sources, potential free agents will be allowed to take their team's offer and shop it around the league starting 8 days before free agency, which opens on February 11th. Every time another team makes a potential free agent an offer, it'll be sent to the CFL and the Players Association so everyone knows exactly what's being offered in every case. The thing is, teams can pull these offers up to a day before the free agent period begins. Were teams and agents doing this before? 10,000%. But now it's legal. That should be fun. That's a direct quote. So they have been doing this for years. I don't understand how this is news. They're just, you know what they're saying? You're going to do it anyways. So we're just going to stop trying to catch you.
Yeah. Now we're just going to acknowledge that it's happening and we're okay with it. Move on. Should be fun.
So when Joey says it's big changes, it's not really
No, but it's public. So now it's a public thing. And I wonder how much now you get into the games because, you know, the term especially happens in hockey and football. Coaches, you know, outcoach the rules, right? Now coach the game. So now what are the general managers going to be doing? What are the salary cap managers going to be doing now that this is out? How are they going to be manipulating putting offers out? To scare guys away and then pulling it one day before free agency and offering something else. Like the mind games are going to be wild. That's going to be the part that's going to be interesting to see what they do and to try and maybe get players to back off a little bit or change your approach. Somebody might think that you're going all in after a receiver, you've offered crazy money, but actually you're trying to get the quarterback and just, you know, pull
it's going to be pretty wild to try and follow this.
Yeah, I wonder,
from our perspective.
It will be. And the question I have is I wonder how public it will be. Now that it's getting populated and sent around, how much is it going to leak out to the insiders and then filter down to our shows? It'll make for some great discussion, and it'll make for some great chance for the fans to comment about what's going on. But I'm interested to see how they outcoach this or outthink this and the games they try and play to get the guys they want.
Not like it would matter, but maybe we'll get into this tomorrow with a poll question, and that is, should salaries be made public in the CFL beginning in 2020?
That'd be great.
All of a sudden, now I got a little more interest because I don't believe a lot of what I hear. Does anybody really know what Mike Riley's making? Specifically, do they really know?
We don't.
No. And the reason I've always been told why they don't make salaries public is some of them are so woefully low that they don't want that publicized. Well, you know what? That's what they are. Yeah. So
and that's the bonuses problem. And all of those things, the bonuses, everything that comes with it.
You get them in the other leagues. You know what it is in the other leagues.
Yeah, and it's fun to know. And then you understand why a guy why somebody's being sat down in a fourth quarter or being played a little extra when your team's winning and you're like, don't get our quarterback hurt. We're just trying to get him an extra $50K here, you know, so we can, you know, bring his family down and do all these different things. Like it'd be good for the league.
Or we're sitting him so he doesn't get his $50K.
That wouldn't be good for the league.
No.
But
so clearly we have lots to talk about tomorrow. John Frenzy returns to the bunker. We've also got Justin Renfrew, offensive lineman with the BC Lions. And quite frankly, he's got something he wants to say. We've been going back and forth on Instagram, so that's you're going to want to be tuning in for that. Torrey Gurley, our NFL insider, BC Lions head coach Rick Campbell. And did we not have Theo Fleury lined up, Clark? Ah, Theo has rescheduled to next week. I want to thank the boys at Good Sasky for the bunny hug that I've been proudly wearing today. You see, I kept shifting, trying to get it on camera here today. I love it. Good Sasky. Got to get one of these down to John Ryan. Maybe anybody going to L.A.?
I'll go if we need somebody to go.
Send him a hoodie? Yeah. Oh, everybody on the couch just says they want to go to L.A. Okay, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.